Hi there, welcome to the Food Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Tumier, and it's great to be back yet again in this weekly show with so much great trad music. Right, we're starting off with a brand new release now from Brian Finnegan. It's called Hunger Off the Skin, and it's a great album, and this is track two from it. It's called Fathom. Often when I play tracks in this podcast, I have listened to the albums, but sometimes I haven't listened to them totally in depth. So like when I've listened to that, I've listened to the album once, but I was quite surprised what was going on in the middle of it. But great, I loved the end of it. It was totally rocking. Right, next up we have another brand new release. It's from the award-winning singer Hannah Rarity. You've heard her a few times on the podcast. And she has just released the single Scotland Yet, which was a song by Davey Steele, the Scots singer, a great singer who's sadly no longer with us. But this is a lovely version. I know he would love this.
Gave a thought to what we hear in this land o' the lea. The healing glen, the Doric stream, the fertile lowland field. They seem to offer different views when looked at from within. Can strangers be the only eyes to see us as yet? The choice will be upon us soon. Set her destiny, and I'll drink a toast to Scotland yet, whatever yet may be. Her mother tongue spoke different ways that past a present ties, each separate and yet entwined is where her real strength lies. Should one strand unwind itself, the others tear forsake, then all would be forever lost, for all the strands would break. The choice will be upon us soon to set our destiny, and we'll drink a toast to Scotland yet. Ever yet may be.
Check out all of Hannah Rarity's stuff if you can. Now, I suppose I always say this, and sometimes I forget to say it, that all of the links to all of the music we play on the podcast is at www.scottpodcast.com, plus all the other podcasts that we've ever made. So visit there to find out how to actually buy that Hannah Rarity track. Now, one of the musicians that we play a lot on this podcast is Ali Levac, as you'll know, because we played him last week as well. And his band Project Smock have just released a new single. It's called Wee Smokey. It just came out on Friday there. So here is a first listen for you. I think it was a few podcasts ago that we played, it was Jack Badcock and I think possibly another Ali Levac number, all produced by Pablo Lafuente in his home studio, and he produced that one as well. The sounds are great in it, actually. Really good work, Pablo. Well done. Now, when Ali Levac won the BBC Radio Scotland Young Traditional Musician Award in 2020, January 2020, also in the finals was a Aberdeenshire singer and mandolin player, Callum McElroy, and he has just released his debut EP. It's called This Ill Deeds, and this is the first track in it. It's called Mistress Greg.
"'Twas at a certain Ferrum toon on the winding Devrin Plaidy border. There was an old wifey called Mistress Greg, the servant girlies she kept in order. Tow row row row, defaulted it the lady, defaulted it the lady, to tow row row. Thank you. Ilka next for she gate to bed, she would search the hoose all over, in fearing a villain might be there, and amongst them prove her over. Tau row row row, devolved it to lady, devolved it to lady, to tau row row. Knew the women being o' oh, this say tired, a suit of men's clothes they procured. And they had made a man o' strand, and underneath the bed he was beautied. When Mistress Greg was jan around, 'twas underneath the bed she spied him. Come out of that, you villain, she cried, and dinna think your fray may hide in. Tau row row row, devolved it to lady, devolved it to lady, to tau row row. Pitting up to tack him frae where he was lying, and the old man placed at the foot of the stairs to cudgel him when from them flying. Now they've ta'en him out and they've lain him down, the old man he was for him ready. And when he laid on his stick say hard, both his legs fell from his body. Tow row row row, devolved it to lady, devolved it to lady, to tow row row. Pitting the war for the ill deeds that they'd been doing. Mistress Greg and her old man were left together, his body together. Aye, Mistress Greg and her old man, their old bodies they needna bother. And when he lays on his stick say hard, perhaps he'll maybe slay some mither. Tow row row row, devolved it to lady, devolved it to lady, to tow row row. Tow row row row, devolved it to lady, devolved it to lady, to tow row row.
Isn't that great, actually? Totally cheery, puts a smile on your face. Well done, Callum McElroy. So that was his brand new EP, This Ill Deeds, and that was a well-known song, I'm sure many of you know that, called Mistress Greg. Now, Blazing Fiddles, Bruce McGregor has written this charity single. I don't know if any of you have come across the My Name is Doddy Foundation. And it's a charity for the rugby player, and everyone's raising money for it at the moment. And you can find out more about that at www.myname5doddy.co.uk. That's five, the number five. And Brice had been raising money for the charity whilst playing rugby, I think. And he thought, well, I'm going to write a tune. And then he came up and he asked loads and loads of people. I have to say, I was asked and never got it together. But he's got people like the classical violinist Nicola Benedetti, Donald Shaw's on it, loads of people. In fact, everyone apart from me. Anyway, it's called Doddy's Dream, and it's by Blazing Fiddles and the Scottish Folk Orchestra.
Thank you.
That was cheery, wasn't it? Yeah, a lovely piece of music there. And so my name, number 5, doddy.co.uk, if you would like to support that fund. Now, that was quite cheery, and it's not so cheery now. It's actually a beautiful song written by Alistair Hewlett. It's called He Fades Away, and it's sang by the Josie Duncan and Pablo Lafuente. It's a song that Alistair wrote. It was about the compensation due to the young men who died from exposure to blue asbestos in the Wittenoom mine of the Western Australia in the 1940s. It's a gorgeous song with a really sad subject matter.
There's a man to love him. His kisses used to take my breath away. There's a man in my bed, I hardly know him. I wipe his face and hold his hand and watch him as he slowly fades away. And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the bloodstains on the pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away. There's a man in my bed, he's on a pension, although he's only 50 years of age. The lawyers say we might get compensation in the course of due procedure, but they couldn't say for certain at this stage. And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the bloodstains on my pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away. Of clay, he fades away. There's a man in my bed, they never told him the cost of bringing home his weekly pay. And when the courts decide how much they owe him, how will he spend his money when he lies in bed and coughs his life away? And he fades away, not like leaves that fall in autumn, turning gold against the grey. He fades away, like the bloodstains on my pillowcase that I wash every day. He fades away, like the bloodstains on my pillowcase.
absolutely beautiful and great trumpet playing. I know that Josie's father is an arranger for many of the brass bands, and I know Josie's also done a lot of work into the mines in Scotland and written music about it. It's all very interesting. Now, as I searched on Facebook this morning, up came a friend of mine, Steve Byrne, was sharing this post to say that Lucy Pringle and Chris Wright's album, The Speaking Heart, which was out in 2010, has finally made its way to Bandcamp. So I got it because I thought that you guys would like to hear it. I'm sure we played a track back in 2010 because we weren't going then. I don't remember too much about it, but this is Rose Song.
The garden soon was closed. They had forbidden me. They would not allow me in my fairest rose to see.
From Lucy Pringle, a great harmony. It's just in the last verse there from Chris Wright. That's great. They've re-brought that out, actually. Easier to get a hold of. That's great, actually. I look forward to hearing the rest of that album. And remember, if you want to find out about all of these albums, go to www.scottpodcast.com. Now, again, a few weeks ago, I was reminiscing of the 1990s, possibly the early 2000s, when we played in a band called John Ray's Celtic Feet, and they released two albums. And I played a track off the second album, which is called Beware of the Feet. And now I'm going to play a track off the first album. It's called The Napier Stride, and it's just got some great piano playing in it. Oh, fantastic. Oh, the memories. John Ray did such great work in Edinburgh in the 90s and the 2000s. He lives in New Zealand now, and I'm sure he's doing great work over there too. And I remember when he used to play in that band, that actually just standing next to Brian Kellogg on the piano, I just loved it, because he always had something happening, something beautiful sounding, or just great, actually. Fantastic. Right, next up, I think we maybe played a track of this record last week from Corner House. It's called Caribou Party. It just came out properly this week. Oh, you know, as often on Bandcamp, they release one track, and we got it anyway. This is called Easter Sunday, and I just really liked it. Actually, I just think that it's a nice song, although Easter Sunday is a little bit away yet. Maybe you could think about unwrapping your Easter eggs while listening to this.
I want to believe in fate. I want to believe in heaven if I go. I believe the angels cry the day we all are born. I want to believe in what I was taught. I want to believe in the things I saw in church. I want to believe that God is not the word. Thank you.
that's pretty swinging music, that, and a great bit of singing at the start. Now, the other day there on Facebook, I noticed that the McCalmans have started a Facebook page. Now, the McCalmans are the band that got me started back in the day when my mum and dad, we used to dance around the living room to the Smuggler album. And it's also what got me started, me on the concertina. And a lot of their albums are available here and there, especially their newer ones are available on Green Tracks Recordings. But they have just started a Bandcamp page. And I think they're remastering all their albums. And the first two albums are available now on that Bandcamp page, just so you know what it is. It's mccalmans.bandcamp.com. And the first album actually wasn't called the McCalmans, it was called the Ian McCalman Folk Trio. But I'm going to play a track from their second album, originally out in 1969, which was called Singers 3. And this is a lovely track called Kirsten. And it features the brilliant singing of Derek Moffat. There, Ian McCalman, Hamish Bain and Derek Moffat. I was very lucky enough to know Derek Moffat a little bit in the 90s before he was taken away from us far too young, but what a great bit of singing there. A few weeks ago we played a track from this new album, In a Small Room, and by Deborah Salem, Kim McKenzie and Paul Harrison. It really is a great album, and I came across this track today, which is really nice actually. And it's called The Earth Abides.
chronicles of rancor and revenge. Whoever walks upon these hills shall not remember change. He shall be moulded by their mould, their granite and their grass, through secret ways of sense and blood into his life will pass,
great track, actually. That's really great, great singing and lovely fiddle playing there as well. I don't actually know who that was. I should check that out, actually. Now this week, Back of the Moon have re-released all of their three albums onto Bandcamp. They haven't all been available before, and they've set up their new Bandcamp page, which is backofthemoon.bandcamp.com. and we are going to play a track, well, we're going to play the famous song Johnny Cope. And this featured on the album Fortune's Road.
Fred and Bar saying, "Surely meet me an ye dar, and I'll learn ye the air to war. If ye gang to the coals in the morning." When Charlie viewed the letter upon, he drew his sword, his scabbard from, saying, "Gang with me, my merry men, and we'll meet Johnny Cope in the morning." "Hi, Johnny Cope, are ye a walking yet, or are your drums a beating yet? Can ye war walking, I wad wait to gang to the coals in the morning." When Johnny Cope he heard o' this, he thought it wouldna be amiss to hae a horse in readiness to flee frae the coals in the morning. "Hi, Johnny Cope, are ye a walking yet, or are your drums a beating yet? Can ye war walking, now I'd wait to gang to the coals in the morning. While fine new Johnny get up and run, the healing bagpipes mag their din. Your best to sleep in your own hale skin, it'll be a bloody morning. Hi, Johnny Cope, are ye a walking yet, or are your drums a beating yet? Can ye were walking, I won't wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Dunbar cam they speared at him. Wars all your men, the deal confound me. Gin I ken, I left them all in the morning. Well, fine, new Johnny, ye war na blate to come with news. Oh, your ain defeat and leave your men in sack a straight, say early in the morning. Johnny Cope, are ye a walking yet, or are your drums a beating yet? Can ye war walking, I won't wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Well, faith, quote Johnny, I got sick flags for their claymores and their fella begs. If I face them again, deal brag my legs. I bet ye's all good morning. Hi, Johnny Cope, are ye a-walking yet, or are your drums a-beating yet? Can ye war walking, I won't wait to gang to the coals in the morning. Hi, Johnny Cope, are ye a-walking yet, or are your drums a-beating yet? Can ye war walking, I won't wait to gang to the coals in the morning.
Great stuff, great memories. The band haven't played for a long time now, but hopefully they'll get back together one day. Actually, it'd be great to see them all play live again. Anyway, thanks to everyone for listening to the podcast. Thanks to all who's listening here live. I really appreciate it. I like it. And actually, thanks to the thousands of you who listen around the world. And I really, really appreciate that as well. And if you do want to support us, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/handsupfortrad. It's great that you're just listening. I really appreciate that. We are going to finish off with a track called Farewell, the Music. And it's by Nightworks. It's a kind of very recent release they've done them. They seem to have written the music for Edinburgh's Hogmanay 2020. I think they also did the music from Edinburgh's Hogmanay 2019, possibly, as well. Anyway, thanks again, and we'll see you next week.